Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-285-4765 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-285-4765. Again, 800-285-4765.
You're in a good place now. You are listening to Perspectives with Ashley Burgess.
Welcome back live to Live Your Two Life Perspectives, and I'm your host, Ashley Burgess. On today's show, I'm going to offer you a thriving tip, more than just surviving, but a thriving tip that can better your life and every single relationship that you have. Something that you can use no matter what, a technique that can change your life forever, and a technique that will offer you more peace, joy, and happiness if you actually begin to use it. You know, I've done a lot of research. I've had a lot of personal research, and also as a therapist and a life coach, I have spent hours upon countless hours every week working with clients to figure out how to better their life, how to make changes to their life, and things that they can do every day to manage their life better and to be happier and healthier people. And it's very interesting because some of these techniques are very simple. The thing about it is you got to actually know that it exists, okay? And that's a big deal. And so today I'm going to be giving you a nugget of information that you can take and use throughout your entire life. It'll add clarity to your life. It'll add joy to your life. It'll actually add a bit of humor to your life because you'll see things from a different perspective. So let's jump into it right now. Okay, you know, we're all in relationships. We're all in relationships. We talk about our relationships. We get overwhelmed by our relationships. We get challenged by our relationships. But in the end, what do we want? We want happiness. We want peace. We want joy, we want loyalty, but we want unconditional love. We want to be loved, and we want to love other people, and that's the key to our life. A lot of times we make things more difficult than they need to be. Most of us make everything in our life more difficult than it needs to be. And one of the biggest things about being us, you know, we are human and species, is often most of us take most of everything that comes into our life and is said to us or done, we take it extremely personal. And as taking this stuff extremely personal, what happens? Well, it causes a little resentment, anger, fear, toxicity, negativity. You know, the list goes on. And so how do we manage relationships, understand relationships, be honest and truthful in our relationships, and still not take things personal that other people dish out? Well, I'm going to offer that today, and I'm going to explain exactly how you can do it, the technique that I like to use the most, how it works, and how it can provide solution right now into your day-to-day life to help you deal with your relationships. Okay. So I'm asking you a couple of questions. Are you feeling overwhelmed by your relationship, and do you need some clarity to see what is actually taking place? I know many of you out there have been married for maybe 20 years, maybe 30 years. Some of you 10, 5, some of you on the road to marriage and engaged. Some of you thinking about it, some of you living with other people, and some of you just happy to be on your own. But when we're dealing with relationships, what happens is that we get in this relationship and there's often some codependency We get enmeshed within the other person. Sometimes we have a tendency of losing our identity because we really didn't know who we were before the relationship, and now we're in this relationship, and we begin to identify that way, and in that process, we may lose who we are. But oftentimes, when we're in a relationship, we take it very seriously in a romantic relationship. You can have friendships, and your friendships, you don't take it personally. You really love those folks. You know, y'all can joke and banter and have a wonderful time together, but you don't take personally what your buddy says. So why is it that we take what our spouse says so important? Why do we take and so seriously? And why do we take what our girlfriend or boyfriend says and take it so seriously? So we're going to be talking about that and how you can actually stop doing that and make things work. Okay, so let's begin by talking about biology class. Or chemistry class, you can go back to your college years. For some of you who were, in certain college classes, some of you might have to go back to high school to remember this because some of you were on a different road in college and going through different classes and you didn't take the lab classes. But either way, envision that science lab class, okay? I think you can probably smell the Bunsen burners right now, you know, sitting there at the lab class, sitting on your stools, hanging out. You probably have a lab partner. Remember, we had to pick lab partners in the beginning of each semester, and you picked your lab partner, and you sat there and, you know, kind of joked around. I remember just making jokes upon jokes with my lab partner because it was funny, because most of the time people didn't know what they were doing. There was a lot of chaos and confusion. You know, somebody got chemicals in their eye and had to do a chemical wash. You know, somebody burnt their hair with the Bunsen burner when they leaned over. And you know what I'm saying? There was some sort of chaos all the time. So it was definitely comedy hour. But in the process, we did learn something. And we learned some really neat stuff if we actually paid attention. We learned some really neat scientific stuff if we actually paid attention, but paying attention and being there in the process is key, right? And we got graded on it, and you got graded on it, and you either passed, you failed, or you did good, you did bad, whatever. But in the process, you learned a lot, right? And I remember being in biology lab. I remember being in chemistry lab. And I remember learning a lot when I was paying attention. And I remember that it was really exciting and fun because we were learning and we were experimenting and we were partnered up in there. And, it was like all of us kind of learning something at the same time. There was no fear. There was no anxiety. There was no angst. There was no resentment. It was just class, right? It was in lab class and we were learning something. And so I want you to take that vision. I want you to take that memory, okay, of being in science class, in the lab class. I want you to take that memory and I want you to take that and bring that into your current life right now. Okay, I know you're probably saying, wow, that's really interesting, Ashley. Okay, so I'm supposed to bring this whole concept into my life right now to do what, may I ask? Okay, well, I'm getting there. Hold up. Okay, let's talk about that right now. So why would you take the image of being in science class, in lab class, why would you take that into your life right now? And how could it be effectively used to help you? Okay, well, let's go there. You know, the interesting thing about this entire imagery and going back into that time is it puts us in a safe place and a good place in our life for many of us. Even if we made a C, it wasn't a scary place, right? Or a B or whatever. But if you think about it, we were learning. We were in a safe place in the classroom, learning about what we needed to learn, and we were learning hands-on, okay? And what I found is that oftentimes when we're in relationships, we're in marriages, we're getting engaged, we've been married, all that stuff, we have a tendency of feeling overwhelmed. There's a lot of fear involved. I think a lot of the reason there's a lot of fear involved is because there's another person. Okay, there's another person there. We can't read their mind. Well, some of you might, but we can't read their mind. Okay. We don't know what they're always thinking. We're not always growing at the same time. We're not always, you know, working on something the same way. And so there's a lot of give and take. There's a lot of work that has to go into this relationship to keep it going, to keep it steady, to keep it rolling in the right direction, and all that good stuff. So there's some work, right? But often we get overwhelmed by that work. we get overwhelmed, and it's like we can't process things the way we need to process them. It's like we take everything that the spouse says or everything our girlfriend or boyfriend says personally, okay? It becomes like a personal attack. And in that process, we can get very angry, very bent out of shape over some of the smallest little things. And it's interesting because we can deal with it across the board with a lot of people in our life. You know, people you work with, your boss, your friends, even some of your family. But when it comes to the person you live with, you know, the person you're married to, the person you're engaged to, it's really tough. And, you know, there's a lot of reasons for that. And one of the reasons is you're in such close proximity. Okay, you're living together. Another reason is that, you know, when we're in relationships, oftentimes the person we're in the relationship is mirroring us. They're mirroring us. Even though we feel like we're the only one with the problem or they're the only one with the problem, if you really look at it honestly, you have to admit the fact that most of the issues kind of have duality. And it's really hard to see that when we're in the middle of an argument. It's really hard to see the forest through the trees when we're in the middle of an argument, we're fighting to prove our point, right? We're fighting to prove our point, we're defending ourselves. It's hard to see that we might be coming from the same thought process, but different approaches. I'm going to explain exactly what that means and how to really use my technique that I'm offering in today's show to better your relationship, to be more proactive, more honest, and to be able to understand and see both sides. Stay tuned. Live Your True Life Perspectives with your host, me, Ashley Burgess, will be back in. I'll be back in two shakes.
Your old dog got a hitch in their giddy up. They may be suffering from inflammation and joint pain. Help them out and give them all natural Precious Paws. It's vet approved and has no dangerous side effects. Get nature's most powerful blend in one beef flavored tablet. It's available on Amazon. Give your dog the relief they deserve. Give them Precious Paws. They do it for you. Check us out on Facebook, Instagram, or go to our website at PreciousPawsHealth.com. That's PreciousPawsHealth.com.
Are you looking for a new show to watch? Love seeing celebrities talk about their real life stuff instead of just hearing like popcorn questions about how much money they made at the box office last year? Don't you like to actually hear real conversations and see your celebrities really talking about real hard-hitting issues? Look no further. The Celebrity Perspective on Amazon Prime. Just search for The Celebrity Perspective on Amazon. If you're not an Amazon Prime member, you can take a 30-day trial and watch the show for free. The Celebrity Perspective with Ashley Burgess on Amazon Prime.
Attention investors, respected names in the financial services industry are not evaluating if there will be a significant market downturn, but when. Higher interest rates and prospects of a trade war suggest the stock market is headed into a perilous direction. Subprime mortgages, which are back, could potentially devastate the real estate market, as they did before. And with stocks simply overdue for a fall after this second longest bull run in history, even bullish analysts are recognizing these indicators that equities are in big trouble and have projected stock market losses up to 40%. You can protect your IRA or 401k for maximum safety and opportunity with physical gold and silver, as they are assets that remain genuine stores of value no matter what's happening in the marketplace. Call Augusta Precious Metals today at 855-858-5806. That's 855-858-5806 to get your free guide to precious metals investing. Call Augusta Precious Metals today at 855-858-5806. That's 855-858-5806.
Got an old car? You can donate it, whether it's running or not, to the United Breast Cancer Foundation and save a life. They'll even come and pick it up for free. The United Breast Cancer Foundation has saved hundreds of women's lives through their free or low-cost breast screen exams. But now they need your help. The United Breast Cancer Foundation wants to save more lives through early detection by offering women free or low-cost breast screening exams. And donating your old car, SUV, or truck, whether it's running or not, helps pay for them. Plus, you get a charitable tax deduction. Help the United Breast Cancer Foundation save lives by donating your old car, SUV, or truck. Call now for free pickup. 800-245-0473. 800-245-0473. 800-245-0473. Call right now. That number again is 800-245-0473. Are you ready to leave your corporate job behind and be your own boss? Have you ever dreamed of owning a business? Do you have $50,000 or more sitting around in a 401k? If you answered yes, it's time to invest in yourself by buying or starting a business or franchise. IRS code allows you to use money in a 401k to invest in a business with absolutely no penalties or taxes. At Guidant Financial, we've helped more than 11,000 entrepreneurs invest $3 billion in retirement assets into the small businesses and franchises of their dreams. So if you've got $50,000 or more in a 401k and you're looking for a way to start a business, call Guidant Financial now for free information and to learn more. Operators are standing by for your call. 800-570-6630. 800-570-6630. 800-570-6630. That's 800-570-6630.
Up and jump in the deep end on Perspectives. Now, here's Ashley.
Welcome back live to Live Your True Life Perspectives, and I'm your host, Ashley Burgess. On today's show, I'm offering a technique, a proven technique that I have figured out that works in every relationship that you use it in. It's something that can really work to explain the situation, to add clarity to the situation, and to see things clearly. You know, oftentimes when we get into arguments and relationships, we're not able to see the forest through the trees. Most of the time we feel like we're having to defend ourselves. We feel as if the other person is badgering us. They're talking down to us. They're pointing out all our flaws. They're nagging us, and the list goes on. And so how do you deal with a situation like that? How do you not get overwhelmed? How do you not get in this emotional tailspin where they become the enemy and you're literally like fighting for your life? And you know, I found out that when we're dealing with this in a relationship, a long-term relationship, a marriage, we have a tendency of not being able to see things with full clarity. We have an inability to see clarity. We have an inability to just be mindful and to stop and to understand the way things need to go. Instead, we get overwhelmed. We get driven by our emotions. We get angry. We start arguing. We start fighting. And we end up having the silent treatment. And all these things happen before we can get to some sort of reconciliation. And oftentimes, that reconciliation isn't necessarily what we want. We just are sorry, and you move on, and you haven't had any clarity. You don't really even get anywhere with it, and you feel as though the entire argument was for nothing. So what do we do in these situations, okay? Well, I've come up with a concept that really works. It's a technique that I found that works in any relationship that you want to add it to, okay? I've tried this out for years upon years. I came up with it a while back, and it has really worked to help me find clarity and to have success, you know, in my marriage and in my close relationships. And I actually employ a technique called the scientific experiment. Remember back in lab class, remember in biology, chemistry, lab class, whether that was in high school for you or college, you know, it depends on what, you know, path you were on. You know, it doesn't really matter either way, but I think that you can recognize that and remember and go back into that memory. You remember having the lab partner and you're sitting there and you got the Bunsen burners and this and that, and you know, you got the microscopes and the little slides and you got your eye goggle protection, and you know, and somebody ends up having to use that chemical wash because they screw up. You know what I mean? That one that was in the corner, you pull the little metal doohickey down and the water would come down on them and they'd get all wet. It was pretty funny, actually. I mean, you felt bad for the person that happened to, but, you know, somebody had to either have something get in their eye or, you know, some girl's long hair fell into the Bunsen burner and singed it, and so the whole room smelled like burnt hair the whole time. But something like that went down, right? So go back to that. And we're going to take out all the clumsy things that could happen, and we're going to be sitting on that chair in the middle of an experiment listening to what the teacher has to say. And we always learn something as long as we were listening, remember? Okay, so take that technique today, impart that into your relationship, bring that experiment and bring that technique home. Because I bet the last time that you had a conversation with your spouse, it doesn't have to be the last time, but a recent time, everything was fine. Just normal conversation. Got home from work talking, and all of a sudden a normal conversation turned into a full-on argument. The full-on argument turned into either an escalation of conversation, things got loud, or somebody decided to use the silent treatment. All of a sudden, that nice evening at home turned into a painful situation. Was not good for anybody. I don't know about you, but I don't like that. I don't want any extra drama at home, and I don't want to have to deal with that. So I would rather stop that from happening and use a technique where I can actually see the situation happening and know exactly how I want to respond. Okay, so go home tonight from work, tomorrow, the next day, or whatever you want to do, and begin this conversation with your spouse or your loved one. And when you're talking and having a good time, it's great to kind of sit back and be able to analyze the situation with the use of the scientific experiment. And the reason why I say that is because when we stand from a position of experimentation, it doesn't really matter the outcome. We're viewing the outcome. We're watching it happen. It's kind of like we're documenting and taking notes. But the outcome does not hurt us. Okay? The outcome is basically numbers and theory, and it's a situation that plays out in front of our very eyes. And so the cool thing about it is that when we look at something from an experiment, it's not happening to us. Okay? We're viewing the situation. We're not feeling resentful because we're kind of viewing the situation again. We're not feeling abused. So oftentimes I like to talk to my clients and help them use this technique when they take things too personally that their spouse says, for example, when arguments are very easily had in the home and where there's a lot of dissension and argumentation that turns on to full arguments. Because I found that oftentimes an argument can be avoided, and I'm not against confrontation. I mean, I think that confrontation has its place. But what I'm saying is I think an argument can be avoided, a confrontation can be avoided, if the right things are done. If the right techniques are used, because I don't think it needs to go that way. I think we can actually deal with our problems with a solution-based theory. Okay, I think we can deal with our problems with a solution-based theory. And that is actually kind of sitting back and being mindful of the situation at hand. One of the biggest examples that I like people to use this with is when you're getting home from work or what have you, or on the weekend, and you and your husband or wife are talking, and you ask them how their week was or whatever, and they've had a really tough week. And it seems like, you know, a lot of times some spouses, some people don't want to talk about it. I just don't want to talk about it, you know, and you bring it up. Oh, well, let's talk about it. They don't want to talk about it, you know, or they get a little argumentative, or they get, you know, they kind of get a little, you know, antsy or argumentative, what have you. And a lot of times the other person takes it personally. Oh, you just don't want to talk with me. Oh, okay. Well, I thought we were going to have some personal time and communicate, but you just don't want to communicate. Well, it's normally not that at all. Normally, it's the person that's trying to avoid the situation of talking about it because either their week was horrible, they're not able to find the solutions to the problems at work, and so that's often for many men when a wife asks her husband, you know, how was the week? How did it go? There's some that want to talk about it, but some men don't want to talk about it because they haven't found the solution yet at work, and they don't want to talk about how they haven't come up with a solution. So badgering somebody about how their week was when they're having all kinds of chaos and fallout at work is probably not the best way to communicate and to come together over the weekend. And if you were using the scientific experiment throughout the day-to-day living, you would know from just experimentation and observation that when your spouse has had a tough week and things seem to have not been solved, the last thing they necessarily want to do is hash and rehash the things that haven't worked out. Do you see what I'm saying? So yes, it's like watching an animal species in the wild and taking notes. I know that when XYZ happens, this is the outcome. I know that if I ask this question, this is going to be the outcome. And so guess what? I'm going to come from a different perspective. okay? And it's quite powerful, actually, but it does take listening, and it does take determination, and it does take you to actually care about the other person. And also, by using this technique, it shows that you actually care about yourself. I don't like a lot of drama, and I definitely don't like a lot of argumentation. Fighting and arguing is not something I want to waste my time doing. And because I respect my time and energy so much, and I respect the people in my life because otherwise I wouldn't be around them, I've realized that if I can get some recon and some knowledge, right? I mean, think about it. Every relationship needs information and knowledge. If you go into the office of a CEO of a company and you want them to invest in something or you want them to hire you, you need to know the information you need to know about that person to make obviously good and succinct conversation. You can't just go in there willy-nilly and not have educated yourself as to what that person does, you know, the office that they hold, the background they have, the values that are important to them, because if you don't have any of that information, probably, you're probably not going to do very well in the meeting. So why don't you give it your all when it comes to your closest romantic relationship? Why don't you actually put some skin in the game and actually look at it like any other relationship in life and try to make it the best it possibly can? And that means sometimes what? We can't always just pop off. Sometimes we got to not take it personally. Like, almost all the time, we can't take what somebody else tells us personally, okay? Because often that person is talking from their perspective, but also they sometimes just want to be heard. Men and women, this is not just for women, and it's not just for men. Individuals need to be heard, and they need to be able to have a voice, and they need to be able to use it and feel safe doing so. When I return, I'll be talking more about the scientific experiment and how to implement that in your day-to-day life. Stay tuned, because Live Your True Life Perspectives with your host, me, Ashley Burgess, will be back in. I'll be back this time in two shakes.
If you're 85 or younger, would you like peace of mind and comfort for your family? We're Final Expense Direct with an urgent message for you. The average funeral today costs over $8,000, but the most you'll get from government benefits is $255. How will your family pay the difference? We can help. Our senior plans start as low as just a dollar a day and pay up to $30,000 for a funeral and other final expenses. Peace of mind is easy. There's no medical exam. You'll have lifetime coverage, and your plan can't be canceled as long as you pay your premiums. Call now for free information about our senior plans. Answer a few simple questions and receive approval right on the phone. Plus, call right now and we'll give you a discount prescription card for free. Call 800-569-3414. That's 800-569-3414. Again, 800-569-3414.
Here's important new information from the Diabetes Solution Center for you, a family member, or a loved one suffering with diabetes. If you have lost your provider, or if you need a provider for diabetic supplies, you may qualify to receive your diabetic testing supplies now, with little or no out-of-pocket cost, regardless of your age. All you need is Medicare or private insurance to be potentially eligible. Call the Diabetes Solution Center right now for details. Just takes a couple of minutes. Our friendly, knowledgeable agents will give you free, no-obligation information, handle all the insurance paperwork, and make sure your supplies are delivered directly to your door for free.
Call U.S. Medical Supply 24 hours a day. 800-597-9323. 800-597-9323. 800-597-9323. Call right now. 800-597-9323.
Does your water stain and damage your fixtures? Does it smell or taste bad? Are you worried about what's in your water? Water quality should not be painful and worrisome. Get HydroCare Water Systems from Wave Home Solutions with the most advanced purification technologies. Call Wave Home Solutions today at 1-888-989-WAVE or go to greathealthywater.com. HydroCare will eliminate lime scale that causes hundreds of dollars in damage to pipes and appliances without using salt. Well water will no longer smell or stain your fixtures. City water will be purified of harmful chlorine, lead, arsenic, and chemicals. Wave Home Solutions provides the cleanest, healthiest water at every faucet. Satisfaction guaranteed. For more information, call 1-888-989-WAVE, 1-888-989-WAVE, or go to greathealthywater.com. That's greathealthywater.com.
Wave Home Solutions for a healthy, comfortable home.
This is Jake Busey, and you're listening to Perspectives with Ashley Burgess.
Welcome back live to Live Your True Life Perspectives, and I'm your host, Ashley Burgess. On today's episode of Perspectives, I'm talking about the miracles of the scientific experiment and how you can take this into your day-to-day life and better your relationship with your wife, your husband, your girlfriend, boyfriend, and you can get into any conversation and get out smelling like a rose. Okay, well, not every single time, but I would say more often than not, this is going to help you put things in perspective. It'll help you to see the forest through the trees, and it'll help you be more mindful and conscious of what's going on. Okay, oftentimes we take this relationship for granted. Our closest relationships are the ones we take for granted. We spend less time working on them. We spend less time listening. We spend less time caring. I mean, think about, when was the last time you went out with a new friend and you spent more time listening to what they had to say and caring about their stuff way more than you've ever listened to your boyfriend or girlfriend talk in the last 5 years? Okay, it's interesting how no matter what, a new relationship always gets us very interested because it's new and it's interesting. Even if it's a friendship, we spend more time listening and caring than we do in our biggest, most important, supposedly most important relationships we have. Okay, so I've been talking about the scientific experiment and how that experiment can go far into helping and aiding and abetting us in any sort of argument or situation to better our situation. This technique can be used very well in any situation that you often find an argument arising. Okay, many of you have been married for several years, and you often know a situation that's probably not going to end or bode well. Okay, and so oftentimes when we get into these situations, we find arguments, we feel resentful. When somebody's saying something to us, we take it personally. We feel directly related to the situation. And what happens is we usually get our feelings hurt. We get sad. We get depressed. An argument ensues. Then we feel bad. We try to make up, and then we move on. But we really never got anything accomplished. So that whole thing happened for naught. It was a big waste of time. Lots of stress. Lots of anxiety. For really nothing to come out of it very well. So what do we do? Okay, when we use this scientific experiment, we stop taking things personally. When we're listening to our spouse or girlfriend or boyfriend talk, we're able to just sit back and listen. Okay, just like you would do with your boss or your friends, you just listen and you don't take things personally because, again, remember, it's a scientific experiment. Okay, the next thing is that we can see the humor. When we're looking at it through these goggles of science, we're able to see the humor in an oftentimes otherwise kind of angry or messed up situation. We're able to kind of see the humor in situations because we're not allowing it to directly affect us. Okay, and I think this is very important because I think the longer we're married and the longer we're in a relationship, we begin to take what the other person does so personally all the time that the other person feels like they can't communicate. You feel as though you can't communicate. You feel as though you don't have a voice. They feel that they can't say anything. One person or both people feel like they're walking on eggshells because if I ask this question, there's going to be an issue. If I say this, there's going to be a problem. And so all these things become facilitating. All these things become in a negative situation. And what happens is we have this big time judgment zone. Everybody's feeling completely and utterly judged. Okay. And when we develop this type of judgment zone in our household, it becomes a problem. it becomes a real problem. And the only way to rectify it is to allow both people to communicate openly, but you have to give one person the platform. You can't be talking over the person. You've got to allow them to say and think what they feel, and you can't take it personally. And if you're over there wearing your feelings on your sleeve, feeling extremely codependent, and feeling as though everything they say is a direct hit and chink in the armor, then none of this is going to work. Because you might listen, but you might walk off feeling very hurt, or you might not even be able to listen because you want to add in your two cents every single second because you're feeling judged or you're feeling as though you have to defend yourself. And so what I'm saying is that the best thing to do is to literally envision yourself in that biology class or in that chemistry class, sitting there with your Bunsen burner and your lab partner. I'm not talking about an imaginary friend necessarily, but I'm just saying just envision that. And relax and listen to the other person. Give the other person the opportunity to speak without taking it personally. Because, again, it's a scientific experiment. What happens in this case is that the other person's able to speak. You're able to listen. It allows you to have clarity in the situation. They're able to speak openly so they can actually hear their thoughts. They can hear what they're saying so they have clarity. And then you can actually kind of begin to work through this situation together because, as you know, the longer we discuss something, the more open our dialogue is, the more truthful we are about our words, the more we speak clearly, the better the conversation is. Because eventually what happens is the more clarity and the more conversation we have, the more open-minded we get, the more we're able to understand where someone else is coming from. And the more we begin to realize that most of the time, these things have really not much to do with us. You know, we're both individual people, and we both have different needs. We do have similar needs sometimes, but most part, we're two different people living two different lives, and we're trying to grow together, and we're trying to live in a household together, and we're trying to do all this stuff. It's pretty hard. Okay, it's not the easiest thing. Now, I'm not saying this is horrible and just a horrible situation, but what I'm saying is this situation is so much better. It's so much better when we allow the other person to speak and when we also get the platform as well. The scientific experiment also allows us to decipher the situation without a predetermined thought. Okay, we're able to decipher. And we're also able to look at it and say, do I want to respond? Do I have a response? Do I even need a response? It's interesting how often we do not need to respond. It's interesting how often just listening is what somebody else needs. And it's interesting to be able to sit back and not have to speak over the other person or feel as though you have to defend yourself, because it's very interesting. Silence is golden a lot of times, and a lot of us don't use that technique, and that technique is one of the most powerful techniques there is on the planet, silence. Not the silent treatment. Very different, okay? Very, very different. The silent treatment is a manipulation tactic. It's a way to manipulate the other person to feel bad and to make them grovel and try, and because a lot of times the silent treatment is kind of considered a emotional warfare. So I'm not talking about the silent treatment, but I am saying that sometimes no comment is the best comment. We don't always have to be thinking about what we're going to say when someone's expressing their feelings. I mean, just the word of wisdom. I mean, I go to a lot of meetings and listen, and I don't really have anything to say. And people will later on ask me if I have anything or thoughts, and I usually will say I do, but I'm thinking about things. I don't need to pop off with a comment just because I want to hear myself speak. And I know we've all gone to conferences where you got some people that just can't shut up. You know, it's like they've got to speak and they've got to give their two cents about every single thing that every single person talks about. Unbelievable. Okay. And so in a marriage, in a close relationship, it's golden to give the other person the ability to speak and speak clearly and to be able to hear them. You might not agree with everything they have to say. I'm not saying that. You might not be like, oh, this is wonderful. But you know what? The cool thing is that you see it and you can listen and you can watch them. The other thing is body language, watching someone else's body language, watching and being attentive. You know, having attention to detail is godly. Being able to see the certain small things and to feel those innuendos and that type of thing is powerful because you understand where somebody stand. You understand where they mentally, emotionally, and physically stand if you think about it. And then you can actually decide from there where you want to go. Because to me, I like to know that kind of stuff because I can understand people better. And I don't need to really start an argument to prove my point. That's not how I do things. I mean, I do agree that conflict does help sometimes. But for the most part, I believe that when you listen and you hear things, you can actually create solution instead of conflict. And I think that's a powerful place to be. And I think that in order to get to that place, though, you had to have done your homework, your due diligence to understand exactly what's happening. And the only way to do that is to be an observer, not a completely active participant. Because when we actively participate, what happens is we begin to feel that the person that's talking and what they're saying is directly going against us or making a judgment call about us, when in reality, it's usually them speaking about how they feel about themselves, even though it might be in a guise directed toward us. But we are unable to see that if we're not actually observing it and feeling as though it is happening to us. Stay tuned. Live Your True Life Perspectives with your host, me, Ashley Burgess, will be back in. I'll be back this time in two shakes.
Help your aging dog regain their flexibility and mobility they had when they were young. Give them all natural Precious Paws hip and joint relief to reduce inflammation and feel better with no dangerous side effects. Works for working dogs and injured dogs too. It's vet approved and available on Amazon. Give your dog the relief they deserve. Give them Precious Paws. They'd do it for you. Find us on Facebook, Instagram, or go to our website at PreciousPawsHealth.com.
Are you dealing with a spouse who you suspect or has been diagnosed with borderline personality disorder? Are you unsure of what to do and feel as though you're walking on broken glass? Need direction to proceed with your life? I specialize in working with BPD and the victims of it. Go to AshleyBurgess.com, click on the contact page, and send me a message. I'll respond within 24 hours, and we'll set up our first session together so that you can get some true and authentic perspective.
As a small business owner, there's one word that you absolutely dread: payroll. For small businesses, it's a big burden. You may think you're saving time and money doing it yourself. But come on, are you? Timesheets, processing checks, calculating taxes, a total waste of your time. Paychex simplifies payroll processing, saving you time and money. Submit your payroll online, fax it in, or call your dedicated Paychex payroll specialist. And you're done. Learn more at TryPaychex.com. Come on, do the math. The IRS dishes out 8 million penalties a year. Make one mistake and you're on the hook. On average, you're losing nearly one business day every month doing payroll. That's time and money you'll never get back, unless you get Paychex. More than 500,000 small businesses already do. Call 877-649-5324. Trade payroll pressure for peace of mind. Call now. 877-649-5324. That's 877-649-5324.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-285-4765 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-285-4765. Again, 800-285-4765.
You
love your car, and so does CarCheck. We're A-plus rated by the Better Business Bureau and have been helping people avoid spending a fortune in costly car repair bills for almost 20 years. For about $2.50 a day, you get the peace of mind in knowing that your expensive repair bills may be covered by a vehicle protection plan. Think about if your air conditioner or the transmission goes out. That could cost you a few $1,000s, or you can get protected with car checks and pay only a standard deductible. For about $2.50 a day, you can make sure you don't get stuck with the bill for covered repairs. Keep your car in tip-top shape. For a completely free quote, call Car Checks now at 800-958-5207, 800-958-5207. That's 800-958-5207. Or visit GetProtected.com. That's GetProtected.com.
Does your water stain and damage your fixtures? Does it smell or taste bad? Are you worried about what's in your water? Water quality should not be painful and worrisome. Get HydroCare Water Systems from Wave Home Solutions with the most advanced purification technologies. Call Wave Home Solutions today at 1-888-989-WAVE or go to GreatHealthyWater.com. HydroCare will eliminate lime scale that causes hundreds of dollars in damage to pipes and appliances without using salt. Well water will no longer smell or stain your fixtures. City water will be purified of harmful chlorine, lead, arsenic, and chemicals. Wave Home Solutions provides the cleanest, healthiest water at every faucet. Satisfaction guaranteed. For more information, call 1-888-989-WAVE, 1-888-989-WAVE, or go to GreatHealthyWater.com. That's GreatHealthyWater.com.
Wave Home Solutions for a healthy, comfortable home.
You could be my luck. Get in here. You're listening to Perspectives with Ashley Burgess. You're safe and sound.
Welcome back live to Live Your True Life Perspectives, and I'm your host, Ashley Burgess. On today's episode of Perspectives, I've been discussing the scientific experiment and how you can use that symbolism in your current relationships to offset anger, resentment, and fights. You know, it's interesting because when we actually stand back in a situation and we become mindful of the situation and we realize that it's not happening to us, but it's just happening around us, it makes things a lot easier to digest. You know, you can use the same scientific experiment concept in work, at the office, with your boss, with coworkers. You can use this with friends and family. You know, I find this technique highly useful when it comes to holidays with family. And I know this sounds very interesting, but many of you feel very stressed out when you go and visit your family. You feel stressed out around your in-laws or your parents, and you feel as though, well, you're just kind of like, what am I supposed to do? I got to be there for 5 days during Thanksgiving. It's going to be very interesting. Maybe there might be an argument like last year, whatever. You know, all the different holidays and experiencing all those different things, especially in close quarters with like that and being a family, you know, because families, we didn't pick our families. Well, you know, for all purposes in this show, we didn't pick our family. And so a lot of times we might not have that much in common. And it can be kind of excruciating when it comes to certain events and certain things. And so you can use this type of theory, this experiment, to really better your relationships with your family. Because you can really sit back and not take things personally. Using the scientific experiment and acting as though you're back in chemistry class, in the lab, with your lab partner, in the Bunsen burner, you can sit there and watch how people act. You can watch their mannerisms. You can understand from which they came from, their whole concepts, their ideas. And the interesting thing is that it's almost like there's a little bit of an imaginary divide between them and you. Because you're observing them, you're not actually in there feeling as though this is happening to you. And I feel that oftentimes we feel as though we have to defend ourselves. We have to defend ourselves because we feel like we're being attacked. When somebody says something, I'm being attacked, I'm being oppressed, I need to speak up, I need to fight for myself, I need to fight for my rights, this is ridiculous. But in reality, that doesn't really get us anywhere. It gets us into a big argument. It gets us into a fight. It gets us into a tussle. Arguments arise and things don't really normally fall the way they need to in those situations. And so oftentimes we go back to square one with very little things done appropriate to understand each other's plight to, you know, move the ball forward when it comes to the relationship. And we've kind of backtracked into this argument, this fight or flight argumentation process where we get little done and we're constantly feeling undermined by the other person. And feeling undermined by the other person is not someplace I want to feel. Feeling as though I'm walking on eggshells around their emotions, I don't want to feel that way, okay? And I don't want other people to feel like they have to walk on eggshells for me. I feel as though we all have the right to our feelings, if said appropriately. And I feel that we all have the right to express our emotions and feelings, if expressed appropriately, okay? And I think it's very powerful. And I think that when we understand this and we understand the power we have within, we realize that we can examine any situation for what it is. We can be very mindful of any situation. We can see it. We can see the other people in the situation and understand a little bit more about them when we don't take things so personally. It's very interesting because when I take things personally, I get very frustrated. I get a little down, I'll get depressed, I get overwhelmed, I feel as though the world is against me, and that is not a place that I like to be at. That is not a powerful place to be, that's quite the opposite, okay? I like to communicate and sit in a place of honest power. I don't want to sit in a place of constant codependency. I don't want to sit in a place that makes me feel bad. I don't want to sit in a place where I feel like I have to defend myself, okay? And I don't want to stay in a place where I feel as though I'm walking on eggshells and I have to hold my tongue all the time because if I don't, I'm going to make somebody emotional or make them cry, okay? I don't want to do that. And so we have to actually start things by our own creation. We have to train other people how we want to be treated. And that begins by treating other people the way we want to be treated. Do you see how that works? So if I want to train someone how I want to be treated, I'm going to treat them a certain way. And over time, for the most part, 95% of the time, that person is going to figure it, and they're not going to see it necessarily for that, but they're going to begin to accept that, and then they're going to begin to treat me the same way. You see how it works? Okay. And then what happens is that if we actually use a scientific experiment to communicate with the folks in our life, they're going to end up using that too. It's going to make all of us more mindful. We're going to be more involved in the situation. There's going to be less personal hurt taken by what's said. Okay. There's going to be less personal attack felt. There's going to be more congruency. There's going to be more happiness. There's going to be more genuine and general affection and reflection being made because we see the reflection of ourselves. You know, when we're being reactive, we're not seeing how somebody might be mirroring us. And what I mean by mirroring, the reflection of us. We see what they're doing wrong, but we don't see that same thing within us. Because we're too busy defending ourselves or we're too busy arguing instead of actually seeing the reality. And you know what's so cool is that the more mindful we become, the more we learn about ourselves. So it's kind of a little selfish in its own right, too, if you think about it. And it's not a bad selfish, it's a good selfish. When we learn more about ourselves, it's very powerful. It's very powerful. And the more we learn about ourselves, the more we learn about what makes us tick, the more we learn about what we value, the more we realize about who we are, and we can deal with stressful situations and we let it roll off our back, the more we begin to identify the values that we have. And we begin to see what a powerful situation and from position of power we can come from. We have the power to overcome adversity in every area of our life, but we just have to be attuned into how to do it. And this use of the scientific experiment is one of the ways that you can do that. It's something you can implement in your day-to-day life, and it's something simple that you can use to understand what makes the people tick around you, to better understand them, to better understand the situation and the relationship between you and that person, and to become more mindful of day-to-day life. It's a very powerful position to be in. It provides knowledge and insight to a situation that's usually, well, quite blinding and quite misunderstood. If you haven't already, check out The Celebrity Perspective on Amazon Prime. The Celebrity Perspective, it's the newest talk show featuring celebrities talking candidly about their life and their relationships. I hope that the show has helped, and I hope that you use this scientific approach in all your relationships here in the future. Stay tuned, because Live Your True Life Perspectives with your host, me, Ashley Burgess, will be back in. I'll be back this time in three shakes.
The opinions you hear on Biz Talk Radio are those of the hosts, callers, and guests, and do not necessarily reflect those of this station, Biz Talk Radio, its management, or advertisers. The information on Biz Talk Radio does not constitute a recommendation, offer, or solicitation to buy or sell any product or service. If you have any questions about Biz Talk Radio, contact us at 817-274-1609 or at biztalkradio.com. Biz Talk Radio.